Hunters and anglers in Michigan and other states say they're ready to work with the new administration and new Congress on key conservation issues. Director of Sporting Advocacy with the National Wildlife Federation, Aaron Kindle, says sportsmen and sportswomen have unique insights on conservation. He explains they see firsthand the impacts of wildlife and habitat management, as well as the effects of climate change.
Not very many people get up at 4 a.m. and go quietly into the woods and experience those changes and experience what's going on out there. And there's people out there been hunting or fishing in the same area for 40 years. That really gives you a truly inside view of what's going on in that landscape.
Kindle organized a virtual summit this week with hunting and conservation groups from across the country to develop a roadmap of priorities for 2021. They discuss climate change, public lands management, and protecting endangered species through the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. It would provide funding for state-level actions to conserve wildlife and habitat. Executive Director of Michigan United Conservation Club's Amy Trotter says addressing chronic wasting disease among the deer population is a major priority for hunters in Michigan. She says the federal government could offer funding and research to develop a better management approach.
Anything that affects deer in our state is going to have a bottom line impact on all fish and wildlife management. So it's the top priority to not let it diminish our hunting heritage in our state.
She added that other important conservation issues are continuing to work to address the threat of Asian carp in the Great Lakes and maintaining the recent federal decision that removed wolves from the list of endangered species. Mary Sherman, Michigan News Connection.